It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Alan de Premenil. Today in the news, Southeast is experiencing heavy rains. Forecasters warn that other municipalities could face flooding. And the Haines Snow Dragon marched along with the fire truck on Main Street in Haines this weekend for the holiday parade. Firefighters offered candy, but the dragon had firecrackers for the crowd. The National Weather Service has issued high wind and flood watches for Southeast Alaska communities from Juneau down to Ketchikan. Meteorologist Grant Smith said several storms will pass over the region early this week, bringing heavy rain and strong winds.
What we're looking at is just a series of strong low-pressure systems moving into the Gulf that are going to be swinging in from the south over the Panhandle.
A flood watch is in effect from Monday evening through Wednesday morning for nearly every community in the region, including Juneau, Gustavus, Sitka, Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Prince of Wales Island. Haines and Skagway are not currently under a flood watch. By Monday night, rain is expected to pick up across the whole Panhandle, bringing 2 to 4 inches over the next 48 hours. The storms will also bring warmer temperatures, which could melt snow that has accumulated over the last few weeks. Together, rain and snow melt could cause flooding in low-lying areas. But Smith said lakes, rivers, and streams are unlikely to overtop their banks.
Rivers are on the lower side, so that might be working in our favor.
Strong winds are also expected in some places. A high wind watch will be in effect on Tuesday and Wednesday for Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and Prince of Wales Island. Winds with gusts up to 60 miles per hour could bring tree falls, power outages, and other wind damage. And Smith said the combination of intense rain and wind means that isolated landslides are also possible on steep hillsides. The Snow Dragon has been a fixture of the Haines Holiday Parade for more than 30 years. Legend says he comes to chase the rain dragon away from the Chilkat Valley until spring. The drab-colored cloth skin of the beast hides residents who lend their legs to the winter spectacle. The parade is set to begin soon, and in the school, Chief Dragoneer Annette Smith is putting the last touches on the beast.
It's kind of tied together.
9 volunteers are wrapped in a long cloth, their heads hidden by shiny fins. They peer out, checking how much of the path they will be able to see through the holes in the dragon's armor plates. Resident Joe Parnell's legs are sticking out from under the head of the dragon.
We got to be a little bit strong and not slip on the road and able to operate without being able to see what's going on. Seeing is not a thing. It's you go by feel and just try to make it work, not run over the little kids or nothing.
Resident Molly Wilson is at the dragon's other end. She says she is ready to run.
We're like a whip. The back of the dragon means you are the person who runs the most. The person in front, they just have to move a little bit, walking left and right. The rest of us undulate back and forth, and the person on the end has the furthest to go.
Wilson is practically a pro. She says she has been part of the dragon many times.
It used to be mandatory in high school. I think all the cheerleaders used to be in the dragon. Or anyone who was in DDF, and then maybe at some point it turned into getting extra credit if we were in the dragon.
It's time for the parade, and the dragon lumbers out of the school, gathering momentum and synchronization.
What's that mean?
That means going from side to side.
Oh. Here we go, come on.
Here we go, everybody.
You gotta pick up the pace a little bit.
The beast catches up to the fire truck. The truck is decorated with Christmas lights. A sturdy rope secures the chair on top of the vehicle. Santa sits atop, ready to throw candy to the crowd. This is the heart of the Haines Holiday Parade. The firefighters toss candy to children. The dragoneers complement that with firecrackers. They pass around sparklers.
Why can't we get sparklers?
The crowd cheers. This is one success for the snow dragon. As for chasing away the rain, the forecast for the week shows that in an El Niño year, one dragon may not be enough. That's it for the KHNS Local News. We had reporting today by Anna Canny in Juneau, and I'm Alan DePremenil. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klokwan at 102.3 and translator K220BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.